Her name was Sindel. Sindel was a collector of souls in the nine hells. When people die and go to hell, their souls are not welcomed by demons wielding pitchforks and then thrown into fire and brimstone. No. Souls are loose, wayward, terrified, and running around trying to mentally accept the reality that they have passed from a limited existence to an eternal one. An eternal one separated from Elion's love. Sindel's chosen vocation was to collect these souls and then sell them to the demonic overseers who sought to fortify their positions of power in the Nine. She had been doing this job for centuries, and she was the best at it. Well, until today. Before today, Sindel had never lost a soul that she had collected. Before today, she had never been beaten in single combat by anyone, much less a mortal, much less a boy. She was lost, alone, helpless, desperate, and ripe for slavery herself if she did not figure something out quickly. And that was if she was lucky. She had been mortally wounded in a fight with that boy. What was his name? Seth. Yes, that was it. Seth Thamro. In all her years, she had never seen such power. The boy had the agility of a black panther and the strength of a red dragon. If she was being honest with herself, while they were fighting, she felt fear for the very first time. She was bleeding rather heavily. She chuckled to herself. She had always wondered if an incorporeal body had blood pumping through it. Sure, her body felt real enough, here in the afterlife, but really, what would be the point of blood? What was the point of any of it? And yet, here she sat, inches from oblivion, staring down at her own corporal blood, spilling out in buckets. That mortal, that boy, had bested her, and that was a mortal wound to her pride. It wouldn't be long before a rival collector finished her for good. Perhaps even Baal Khan, her very own partner? Loyalty was in short supply in the Nine Hells, particularly amongst collectors.
Stay back!
Life certainly comes at you quickly, doesn't it? One minute you're fighting Seth Thamro, and the next you're barely able to properly brandish a blade toward a man who is not your enemy.
Who are you?
My name is Simeon Dawn. Before I died, I was a member of the Order of the Dragon. Perhaps you've heard of it.
Order of the Dragon? You are allied with our enemies, Angelica and Aegina, the Icewalker sisters. They assisted the group that did this to me. I will kill you!
Simeon Dawn stared at the pool of blood pouring out of Sindel, watching as it continued to spread, covering most of the area where they were sitting. He shook his head and smiled at her.
I guess veiled threats are better than nothing. Kill me and accomplish what exactly? I desire to help you. You and I want the same things.
Same things? Do not presume to know what I want, Simeon Dawn. Perhaps I want to see your head on a spike. Would our paths be aligned then?
We both want to see the Icewalker sisters destroyed. We both want to bring an end to Seth Thamro. But if you'd rather go it alone here in the Nine, please be my guest. I must warn you, though, Orion has likely already been made aware of your defeat. It won't be long before he sends collectors after you. Perhaps even your former partner? How much false peace do you think you're worth?
As much as Sindel hated to admit it, she knew that Simeon Dawn was right.
What are you proposing?
An alliance. I think it's safe to say that you need all the friends that you can get. And I can help you.
I need no one.
I beg to differ. I mean, seriously, look at you. A strong wind might kill you. There's no shame in admitting a need for help. Not even for you.
Do not make me use what little energy I have left, killing you where you stand, Simeon Dawn.
Listen, we don't have much time. I need your help to get out of here.
Sindel rolled up Simeon's sleeve, looking for needle marks.
I am not high on Shalom.
You could have fooled me. Clearly you are high on false peace. If you have forgotten that there isn't a doorway out from the Nine Hells, just a doorway in.
That was certainly true an hour ago. But if you look skyward, you'll notice that things have changed.
Sindel lifted her eyes and noticed a tear in the spiritual veil. The barrier that kept the spirit realm separated from the realm of the living. There was no known magic in Welkin that was strong enough to tear the veil. The closest any mage had come to creating an opening was during the time of the Ravages. And those mages were, of course, blood mages. Arch magi with the requisite skills and powers were able to perform summoning rituals to communicate with demons in the Nine. Some could even see the demons they were speaking to. 1,000 years was the only known mage powerful enough to ever successfully tear the veil with his powers. But even those tears were fueled by demonic substance, and they closed no sooner than they were opened. An actual tear in the veil, just sitting there, wide open, meant one thing. Freedom.
By the Nine, the veil is open. How did this happen?
Shh. Keep your voice down. It happened when Thamro teleported out of the Nine with that cursed blade of his. I don't know how long it will hold. Elyon is not an idiot. He'll send someone to close it before long.
How many people know about this? Have you told anyone?
Just you.
Why tell me? I am defeated. Vulnerable and ripe for the final death at the hands of my enemies. You could have just entered the tear and escaped.
The tear is well over 1,000 feet straight up. How was I supposed to get up there? Flap my arms?
You are a funny little man. You want me to carry you out?
Unless those bat wings of yours are just for show.
My battle with the boy injured my left wing. I can barely carry myself, much less the two of us. The only thing that can heal me is...
water from the River of Styx.
There is no way a sycophant like you was able to best the likes of the ferryman. He patrols the river and has powers we cannot begin to understand. How did you acquire this?
It doesn't matter how I got it. Do you want it or not?
Of course I want it. But we both know the second I drink it and am fully healed, that I am just going to leave you here to die. Just as your friends did.
You don't need to consume this to be healed. Your wing will begin healing if I sprinkle a few drops on it. And they are hardly my friends.
What's to stop me from just dropping you once we are airborne?
You drop me, and the vial falls with me. I am not a fool, Sindel. I will heal you little by little until both of us have reached the tear, which will close as soon as Elyon sends the four horsemen or some angelic horde to see to that business. Every second we waste talking about this is a second we lose to escape. Do you want freedom or not?
Yes. I want it. Climb on my back, insect.
Sindel felt the water from the vial douse her injured wings, and with it, her strength beginning to return. She flexed her wings to their full span and then took to the air. And just as Simeon Dawn had promised, little by little, he doused her wing with waters from the River of Styx until they had exited the veil successfully. Sindel laughed as she realized she was literally a bat out of hell. She landed and took in the night air as Simeon Dawn slid from her back and regained his footing.
Where will you go?
I am well skilled at killing people that deserve to die, and the Thamro more than qualifies. I will find him, and I will kill him.
I wish you well in your quest for vengeance.
I assume the Icewalker sisters will suffer a similar fate. May your sword run red with their commingled blood.
Simeon Dawn watched as Sindel took to the air, not the least bit concerned with the fact that she was a woman, with goat hooves and bat wings. Nor with the fact that the first archer to lay eyes on her was likely to kill her on sight. He sighed and chuckled. This was not his problem. Sindel had served her purpose. His focus shifted to his own plans for revenge. He had to find the Tarragon. Get one sister, and the other would surely follow. Meanwhile, in Quarles, a province about a four-day ride from Tronlore Dawn, King Wolfgang Jebediah IV was walking the grounds of his castle with his advisors when he noticed something peculiar to him.
Elyon's beard!
Honored guests, subjects, servants, and stewards, bow and show the proper respect to His Majesty King Wolfgang Jebediah IV, Slayer of Dragons, Ruler of the Black Moon, Prince of All Dominions, Singer of Hymnals, and Master of all he surveys at every single moment. He has discovered something heinous that greatly displeases him, and we must all give our undivided attention to what has greatly startled His Royal Highness. Please, Your Magnificence, speak.
Wait. Why are you alive? I could have sworn I ordered you to hang yourself, Royal Crier.
You did, Your Majesty, but I did it incorrectly. Forgive me, Your Grace.
And why do you sound like a woman now?
The strain of the noose around my neck, Your Highness, it changed my voice.
All right. I actually prefer you like this.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Still, you should be dead. When I tell someone to hang him or herself, I expect it to be done.
Yes, Your Highness.
Must I do everything myself? Even dying is too difficult for you fools.
Yes, Your Highness.
Stop agreeing with me.
Yes, Your Highness.
All of you, look there.
The king pointed up to what had become his favorite decoration within his castle. It was the spiked head of one Bilsby the Bard.
Bilsby!
Whom you may recall sullied the king's princess virgin daughter. Annie had been bequeathed to marry a prince she did not love in a marriage the king had arranged purely for his own royal benefit. Bilsby eluded the king and his guard using his bardic powers, playing his guitar with immaculate skill.
Bilsby.
He was nearly out of the king's castle when suddenly he realized the king had a second daughter, whom he also sullied. It was during this second liaison that Bilsby the Bard was captured.
Oh, look at you. Look at you now.
And consequently, beheaded. Afterward, King Wolfgang had placed the bard's head on a spike.
Bilsby.
He often showed it off to friends who visited his castle. The king's favorite decoration, it seemed, however, had gone.
Missing? It is missing!
What is missing, Your Grace?
Where is Princess Annie? Where is my daughter?
She is not on the grounds, Your Grace.
What? What do you mean she is not on the grounds?
Bilsby!
Oh, it is so good to be alive again. You know, lasses, being a hero, facing down demons in the Nine Hells and saving the world, or by me lonesome, in my dand, is very tiring work. Oh, Bilsby is eternally grateful to you lasses for making him feel all distressed. Let's celebrate with a little song.
Well, my friends, the time has come to raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, curamo, fiesta, forever. With Bisbee, we're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. With Bisbee, the girls in Bisbee, party, climbing, fiesta, forever. With Bisbee, the girls in Bisbee, dining, party, fiesta, forever. With Bisbee, the girls in Bisbee, party, curamo, fiesta, forever. With Bisbee, all the girls in Bisbee.
While this was going on, Sindel continued to search the Welkin skies, looking for Seth Thamro, to no avail. She had no idea where he was, and was having no real success finding him. Simeon Dawn, the Dark Rider, however, was having better luck. He found himself in an off-the-path watering hole near the town of the Twin Swords, about a 30-minute walk from Widowmaker Temple. As he walked in, he tugged his hood tightly. He'd been dead for a few months, but that didn't mean that it was common knowledge throughout the realm. Better to play it safe, he thought. No sooner than he'd entered, he'd spotted his former queen, the Tarragon, seated at the bar, her back to him. He eased up behind her, his hand grasping the hilt of his sword nervously and a bit too tightly.
Can I get you another one, Gina? This is my 7th one of these, Tanya. I might need a room for the night if I keep going. What is this called again?
It's called the Provost.
You're serious?
I named it after that wizarding guy from the Mages Guild who wears the rainbow robes all the time. That's why the drink's them colors.
And an acquired taste, apparently.
Careful. I hear those mages can hear you if you talk about them.
He's harmless now. I wasn't exactly scared of him when he was powerful.
I'm thinking that's the least of your worries.
The bar fell silent as Simeon Dawn rested the flat of his sword on the shoulder of the Tarragon. She responded without even turning to look at him.
I was wondering when you'd say hello, Ryder.
You heard me come in?
More like I smelled you. How'd you get out of the Nine?
What's it to you? It's not like you or Angelica cared when you left me there.
Wait, let me get this straight. You're threatening me because that Thamro kid saved our group by teleporting us to Elysium while I was unconscious? We fought a goddess of the Nine, idiot. A fight you were conspicuously absent from.
I had no idea you were going to join that collection of fools. Had it not been for a timely intervention by the ferryman, Ursula would have slain the lot of you.
I assume that's how you got out? Ferryman's pass?
A tear in the veil. Not that it matters. When that kid teleported you out, it tore a rip through the divide. I got Sindel to carry me out, and here we are.
And now what? Revenge? If you were going to kill me, you'd have already done it.
Oh, I'm going to kill you. I just need to know where that sister of yours is hiding. First you fall, then Angelica.
I don't know what's funnier. You killing me without that aid of a persuasion potion, or the fact that you think I know where Angelica is. I'm not her keeper, Ryder.
It doesn't matter. I'll kill you, impale you on a pole, and then let her find me. Same result.
Well then, seeing as I'm apparently not going to survive the night, Tanya, do you mind topping off my provost drink?
He has a drink named after him?
You know, it's not half bad.
Ah!
Stings like crazy if it gets in your eyes, though.
Yeah!
You want to keep the other one? Stand down.
The Tarragon felt an unseen dagger rip into her lower back. The blade twisted, pulling her flesh into a knot. At long last, she passed out from the poison that coated the weapon. When she fell unconscious to the floor, Simeon Dawn saw a familiar face. The face of his brother. Tercer Dawn.
You still fight like a prepubescent girl.
And you still wish you did. Appreciate the save, Tercer. Is she dead?
Not yet. I poisoned the dagger with a mild sedative and purposely avoided major organs. We want to torture them, yes?
We most certainly do. This wench took my sword hand. We also need to get word out to her sister.
Well, that should be simple enough. There's an entire bar staring at us.
Have you made the arrangements?
Everything is prepared.
Good. Your name is Tanya, yes? Get word to Angelica Icewalker. Simeon says hello.